When the Tubbs Fire swept through Santa Rosa on October 8th, Reebley Elementary School was surrounded by flames, but the school itself was spared. Now, children play on the field during recess, while destroyed homes are being rebuilt just past the fence line. The Tubbs Fire was traumatic for many at Reebley. Students and teachers living in neighborhoods nearby had to evacuate. The school was closed for nearly 2 months while debris was cleared from the area.
About five last year, my class lost their homes, and including myself.
That's third grade teacher Sarah Bell, talking about the impacts of the wildfires on her class alone. This shared trauma is why she decided to participate in Creative Sonoma's Artist Residency Program. This program places an art teacher who is trained in trauma-informed strategies in a classroom for a total of 6 hours during the year. Though Bell's students made sculptures, other participants worked with poets, performers, and other types of artists.
Well, I think art in general, using that right side of the brain, for those kids who can't communicate, you know, what they've been through words, they can use art to help them communicate.
The artist for Bell's class is Sandra Novia, who teaches the students how to make fairy houses out of natural objects. This art project seemed like the right pick for Bell's students in particular.
You know, making a house kind of represents, I think, you know, the rebuilding process to me, and I think for some of the kids.
On the last day of the residency, students are putting the finishing touches on their houses. Third grader Logan Johnson's fairy house is made of dried moss glued in the shape of a dome. It sits on a piece of bark with shells leading up to the doorway. Its roof is adorned with small twigs.
When I first tried to do this, I really didn't do very good. Everything was falling apart. Like, the top fell off a few times. It was really frustrating at the start until I got better, and then I learned that it got a little bit easier after a while once I got used to it.
After spending more time on the project, he began to enjoy what the house represents.
Lots of people that I know lost their house in the fire. Just like to act like you're building a house for another person makes me feel kind of good to like be replacing someone's house that was gone.
His classmate, Eva Weber, says the project has been challenging for her.
Because just building these houses had reminded me of all of my friends' houses and how devastated they must be from their houses.
I ask her what she's going to do with her fairy house when it's finished.
Once all the homes are built in Coffee Park, I'm probably gonna put one at somebody's home.
That someone, she says, is her friend and classmate Emily Schock, who lost her home in the Tubbs Fire.
Makes me feel just happy that they care about me and my house.
It's lessons like these in compassion and healing that teacher Sarah Bell believes are best taught through art.
I just think it's very important that we continue to value arts in the school, that it's very healing for kids. And it's just one of those things I think that is kind of last on the list for, you know, schools in general. And I think it needs to be thought of as something very important to teach the kids.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.